You may be.
Bishop K, these candidates we present have begun their preparation for the sacrament of confirmation. They are finding strength in God's grace and support in our community's prayers and example. They ask that they be recognized for their commitment to their spiritual formation and receive the assurance of our blessings and prayers as they complete their preparation for the reception of the sacrament of confirmation.
The candidates, please stand. What is your name? What do you ask of God's church? We're enrolled as a candidate for confirmation. Go ahead. You're enrolled as a candidate for confirmation. Thank you. You can be seated. We'll come back to you very shortly. So Amy is one of the teachers for confirmation, and I'm the other. And we are delighted to work with these young people. So in the time that we've been working together, I just want you to know that when we ask each of them what they wanted to be, vocation-wise, when they were grown up, they all three said priests, right? No? No? Oh, come on. Well, maybe one of you might decide that's what you want to do and not enter the monastery, not be a nun, none of those things came up so much. So this confirmation piece is not necessarily about preparing you for a vocation as an ordained person. It's preparing you to be a person of God in the world every day. Every day. So that's for all of us. So as we come together to hear these candidates and to experience the blessing they receive, that's for all of us. So if we want to get better at something, whether that's gymnastics or drumming or wrestling, we practice, right? Practice, strengthen ourselves. We generally have a coach or a guide or a conductor. We usually read or study something about what we want to get good at. We're usually part of a team. So it might be the band, it might be a team, it might be a team. We practice. We're part of the team. We watch people who are good at it. And we study them and we say we want to be like them. And then we repeat. So if we want to win a medal, or if we want to be really good, or we want to be strong, or we want to excel at anything, it requires practice, have a coach, study, be part of a team, practice, watch people who are good at it. So your faith walk, Liza, Ben, and Nathan, is like that. It's like what you want to be good at is your relationship with God. And then God will be in relationship with you. But God was in relationship with you first. God loves us with immeasurable, unimmeasurable love. The God who is the creator, who created you and you and you and all of us. And so during Lent, we practice prayer and fasting and service. We practice, what does it mean to pray? And as I look around this room, I see many people who've been at classes on prayer, who have read books on prayer, who practice prayer every day, sometimes twice a day, sometimes more than that. Fasting is fasting from what we don't want to do. And we all know that there are instincts in us that want us to do things we know we shouldn't do. And so we fast from those and we feast on other things. And we give God's love back in service to others. That's how the cycle works. God loves us first with immeasurable love. And then we give that love back by the way we live. And that's lifetime. So you may not be a wrestler or a gymnast or a drummer forever. That might be a very short time. But this journey is lifelong. And it's not limited by income or geography or access or age or physical ability or your job or your relationship status. Anyone who wants a relationship with God gets to have one. And God is always there, always right here, always in our hearts, always encompassing us in love. So when you look at this journey that you're committing to some more today, the confirmation is not the end. It's not graduation. Confirmation is going to be a jump start. The Spirit will come and inspire you and infuse you with light, and you'll start continuing education and learning all along. So if you want to know God and love God and serve God, that's the highest purpose anyone could ever have. To know God, love God, and serve God is the highest purpose above all else, whether or not you're a priest. So when we go to our potluck, which is our celebration after this, I've got a lot of the verbs on the table, the verbs from our Lenten reflection. And I invite you to draw one of those and think about what that verb means in terms of how you know and love and serve God and one another. So I'm honored, as is Amy, to be with you, to be stopping in the middle of this. They've already been in class for several months, to stop in the middle of this and commit and get the community's support. So we'll start there now.
We give praise to God, who with great rejoicing has given each of you a new birth, a living hope that draws its life from Christ's resurrection from the dead. In baptism, this hope of glory became your own. Through the sacrament of reconciliation, God will free you to be the best version of yourself. In reception of the Holy Eucharist, you grow in strength. Christ opens for you the path that leads to eternal life. Now, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you desire to continue that journey of faith through the sacrament of confirmation, which will complete the Christian initiation begun at your baptism.
Candidates, please stand. Candidates, Jesus told us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Are you prepared to reflect more deeply on the way of disciples, those God has chosen as beloved through baptism, and now walk in new life in Christ? If so, say, I am. Are you prepared to listen with us to the truth of Jesus and the apostles' instruction? And are you prepared to join with us in the life of prayer and service as you prepare for the sacrament of confirmation? Please be seated. You'll get your exercise. Candidates, you're going to start that, sorry.
Okay. Candidates, parents, and sponsors, please stand as each candidate's name is called. One by one, sponsors will come forward to present the candidate to the gathered community. After the introduction, the candidate will come forward to join the sponsor. Lynn,
will you introduce Nathan? Lynn is going to be with us on Zoom. He's in New Mexico. So if you can, Lynn, I think we can't hear you yet.
I'm right here.
There we go. Let's test
it. Could I begin?
Yep.
I want to introduce to you Nathan Beard. I am his uncle, Father Len Schreiner. Nathan and I have talked in some depth about what it means to be a Christian and disciple of Jesus. I appreciate Nathan's willingness to think carefully about the teachings of Jesus, and as a high school wrestler, to wrestle with the variety of virtues — virtue means strength — the variety of virtues in our Christian value system. Nathan chose Joseph of Cupertino as his patron saint. Joseph is the patron of pilots and astronauts because he enjoyed the gift from time to time of flying above the ground. Happily, like Nathan's father, Thomas, the father of Joseph Cupertino was a carpenter. Inspired by his parents and from the example of his grandfather, Ern Kaska, Nathan developed a real love for the beauty of the natural world. He has not yet flown over the Rocky Mountains, but wait, just wait. Let's see what Nathan's future will bring. I believe Nathan is ready and eager for the first step in becoming a disciple of Jesus. Let us pray that, like Jesus, this candidate will grow in knowledge and grace of the Catholic Christian way of life. Reach high, Nathan.
Thank you. And Juliet's next. Juliet's going to introduce.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Dear brothers and sisters, I am Juliet Murray. I'm here today to sponsor Benjamin Henk for confirmation. I am his grandmother. We have been meeting every Sunday afternoon on Zoom, discussing the sacraments, Bible, service to others, spirituality, and confirmation. Benjamin is a generous and empathetic young man. I live in South Carolina, and when I visit his family, Benjamin helps me in whatever I need. When I drive in town, Benjamin is my navigator. I call him my co-pilot. When his parents need help around the house, he steps up to take on tasks beyond his chores. He takes care of the family dog, walking him regularly and feeding him. His teachers describe him as friendly and helpful. His love and respect for others is an example of his Christian faith. He attends Mass with his mother and believes in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. He is prepared to renew his baptismal promises, and he understands the importance of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I am proud and humbled to support Benjamin in the process of preparing for confirmation. Thank you, and peace be with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Julia.
You're welcome.
And Susan. I'm going to use your mic.
Liza, my godchild, an alert, smiley, and chubby baby who grew into a quiet, artistic, athletic, and kind child. Liza, a teenager who now is a competitive gymnast who is crafty and funny, who worries that teenage mental health is a very real concern in our society, and who feels strongly about animal cruelty and wants to provide supplies and volunteer at an animal shelter, who likes doing the Pidgey service projects, especially making cards for other people and filling Easter eggs. Liza, my godchild, and now a confirmation candidate, whose favorite Bible quote is, "The Lord will hold you in his hand for all to see, a splendid crown in the hand of God." That's Isaiah chapter 62, verse 3. Liza, who is ready to continue preparing to be confirmed.
And any children who want to go
Miss Mary is going to do some education in the classroom, so you're welcome to go with Miss Mary. And I'm coming for the handheld mic. Sponsors, please place your right hand on your candidate's right shoulder. That should be the hardest thing, right? Right hand on right shoulder. Sponsors, these candidates are now entering into intensive formation as they prepare to receive the sacrament of confirmation. I'm going to scoot you over here. Do you consider them fully committed to study, prayer, and service in order to become young adult witnesses for Jesus Christ? And your response is, we do.
We do.
Sponsors, continue to support these candidates with your guidance and concern. May they see in you a love for the Catholic faith and a sincere desire to live gospel values. Candidates, as we prepare to enroll your names to receive the sacrament of confirmation, please listen carefully and affirm your candidate commitment, your promises, as you begin your preparation.
I will read your commitment. As a baptized Catholic,
I am preparing to receive the sacrament of confirmation, when I will choose to be more deeply committed to the Catholic expression of faith and enriched with a special strength of the Holy Spirit to spread and defend the faith as a witness of Christ. As a candidate for confirmation, I promise the following. I will continue my confirmation journey with an open mind and an open heart. I will attend and will fully participate in liturgy, classes, and activities. I will be respectful of the leaders and facilitators of the program and show appreciation for their time and effort. I will show respect to those in my class who are on this journey with me. I will receive the sacrament of reconciliation before the day of confirmation. I will accept more responsibility in my family, my parish, and in the community by putting my talents and gifts at the service of others. I will commit to daily prayer, praying especially for growth in faith, hope, and love. And as I make these promises, I ask God to give me the grace to be open to God's plans for my life. Plans revealed through my talents and dreams and through the encouragement of those who love me.
Candidates, do you commit to place yourself in the loving embrace of God the Creator, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and ask for help in fulfilling this commitment? If so, respond, I do. We invite you to sign the book of enrollment, standing on the shoulders of generations who've come before you in the faith. And so, Nathan, if you can start the books right there, find the page that was yours and sign your name. Go ahead. And Liza. The book has all the pages of all those who've been confirmed since we began, except all those who were confirmed during the pandemic didn't have this opportunity. So we might have them sign a different day. Dear candidates, the Church recognizes your desire to be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit at your confirmation. Hear the Lord's call to conversion and be faithful to your baptismal covenant. May we hear your acclamation. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
My dear friends, these candidates already one with us through their baptism in Christ and participation in Eucharist have asked to complete their initiation into the Church through confirmation. Those who know them have judged them to be sincere in their desire. So I ask all of you, our community, to ratify their desire to complete their initiation and pledge your support. I invite you to respond, "We are," to the following question. Are you willing to affirm the testimony expressed about these candidates and support them in faith, prayer, and example as they prepare to receive the sacrament of confirmation?
We are.
Candidates, your own sponsors in this parish community have spoken in your favor. You have affirmed your desire and commitment. The Church in the name of Christ accepts this testimony. As a community of faith, we promise to continue to support you through our prayers and encouragement as you complete your Christian initiation. So candidates and sponsors, please face each other. Dear candidates, you have expressed your desire to share fully in the life of the Catholic Church. At baptism, you were chosen, claimed, loved, and marked by God as God's own, marked and claimed to love as God loves. As you respond more deeply to your baptismal call, we now mark you with the sign of Christ's cross and call upon your sponsors to sign you with each prayer. Receive the mark of the cross on your forehead as a reminder of your baptism into Christ's saving death and resurrection. You put on the mind of Christ. Receive the mark of the cross on your eyes that you may see with the love and compassion of God. Receive the mark of the cross on your lips that you may speak with truth, words of wisdom, hope, and love of God. Receive the mark of the cross on your ears, that you may hear the cry of the poor and hear the word of God spoken to you from within and from creation. Receive the mark of the cross over your heart, that Christ may dwell there by faith. Receive the sign of the cross on your hands, that Christ may be known in your touch, service, and work. Receive the mark of the cross on your feet, that you may walk the way of Christ. Loving God of compassion, help these candidates to see what you see, to hear what you hear, to speak what you need them to speak. Help them to live so that they may bring life to the world and witness their committed love to all. Creator and Redeemer of your holy people, your great love has drawn these candidates to seek and find you. Compassionate One, look upon them today, purify their hearts, and bring to fulfillment in them the plan of your grace so that they can faithfully follow Christ and receive the Spirit of salvation.
We ask you this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Enthusiastically support you on your journey. Do you guys need a stand-up break? So Shannon, can you come and help me proclaim the prayers of the faithful? Trusting in Christ's desire to bring all of us to light and love, let us bring our needs and petitions.
Our responses, Lord, hear our prayer.
You might not be on.
Our responses, Lord, hear our prayer. For God's holy church, may God raise up the prophets and preachers and faithful people like us to call people to goodness, justice, and love. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us who are caught up in the darkness of greed, bullying, and violence, may the light of Christ bring respect, love, and peace to all hearts. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.